The U.S.-led military coalition says it has begun withdrawing troops from Syria in the first move since President Donald Trump's announcement of a complete pullout from the country last month. U.S.-led coalition spokesman Colonel Sean Ryan says the coalition has started its, quote, deliberate withdrawal from Syria. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights had earlier said that some American forces left Rimelan airfield in the northeastern province of Hasaka on Thursday. Reports say the U.S. military has also removed some ground equipment. Trump announced on December the 19th that he was withdrawing all 2,000 American troops stationed in Syria. Russia says it has the impression that the United States wants to stay in Syria despite the announced withdrawal of U.S. troops.
The U.S. is looking for a reason to stay, as it says in our favorite film. At least we have this feeling. Therefore, we have said repeatedly that we would like to learn the strategy of the U.S. in Syria. I think the global community has the right to know what and when the United States intends to do in Syria.
The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson has also highlighted the significance of Syrian Kurds and the government to start dialogue with one another. She described the Kurds as an integral part of Syrian society. Zakharova's remarks come shortly after the U.S. said it has begun withdrawing troops from Syria. Senior officials in the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump have contradicted his pullout announcement. Earlier, his national security adviser John Bolton said U.S. troops will remain in Syria until certain conditions are met. Joe Quinn, editor and researcher with SOTT.net, is joining us via Skype from Paris. Joe, it's good to see you. Tell me what you read out of this situation right now in Syria.
Well, I think the Russians are pretty much on the money when they say that they're seeing signs that the Americans don't really want to leave, or certainly they want to maintain some kind of a presence in Syria, you know, because the Russians obviously have lots of reason to be skeptical about American foreign policy and what they do and don't do, or what they claim they're going to do and what they're not going to do. I suppose that ultimately the problem here is that, yes, Trump would like to remove troops from Syria and divest from Syria because, as he's said explicitly, there's not much in it for him, or for, at least from his view of how American foreign policy should be run. Of course, he's opposed, as we know, as we're getting an idea now most recently, he's opposed within his own government by people like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo, who are kind of career kind of politicians, and they're hooked into, you know, they have ties with big business. For example, Mike Pompeo, before he became a member of the Bush administration, the Trump administration, he was known as the honorable representative for Koch, and that meant the Koch brothers, the big American multi-billionaire industrialists, you know. So there's a big corporate interest in, obviously, in American foreign policy, in opening foreign markets to American multinational businesses and stuff. And of course, you also have a problem with Israel right now in the Middle East, and the pressure that Israel can put on the Trump administration and their hooking with American foreign policy and what they want in the Middle East. And certainly, Israel does not want to see any significant divestment of U.S. military from the Middle East in general, because, as everybody knows, Israel is terrified of Iran, supposedly, and it wants American military firepower to keep Iran in check.
Right, Joe, because you just mentioned profits there or something to that effect. I'm just going to take this opportunity here and give you a sneak peek of what my next top story on this news bulletin will be. It's about basically the U.S. accumulating forces on the outskirts of the city of Kirkuk in Iraq. Don't you think it's interesting that, you know, on the one hand, you have forces apparently withdrawing from somewhere in Syria, only to gather up some forces, perhaps them or some other forces, elsewhere in the Middle East, near the city of Kirkuk, that happens to be very oil-rich as well. What's your reading on it, out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea of them moving, I mean, you hear the talk about we're removing troops from Syria. It's not, and Trump has said he wants to bring them home, but at this point it seems the narrative has changed, and it's been changed, like I said, by other members of his administration, to not necessarily bringing the troops home, but we're just, let's remove some troops from Syria. But the question is, where do they go? Do they just go across the border? They go a few hundred miles across the border into Iraq? Quite possibly, because the American government, the American military, has long-standing and fairly large military bases and a large presence in Iraq, and there's no sign that they're leaving from there, you know. So the U.S. I mean, the U.S. has been in the Middle East for too long. It's very long-standing, and I'm talking about 100 years here, interests in the Middle East, and I don't think it's actually possible for, as some people might like to think, it's possible for the U.S. military to up stakes and leave en masse from the Middle East. That's just not going to happen. There's far too many crucially important, I suppose, interests or strategic interests for America in the Middle East, and they're not going to go anywhere. And a big part of that, obviously, as I said before, is maintaining the kind of balance of power, or attempting to maintain the balance of power in the world, where America is still, to a large extent, the hegemon, and stopping, for example, Russia, China, and from rising up and attempting to unseat them. And a big part of that would be Russia and China's involvement in the Middle East with the oil-rich countries there. So fundamentally, America, particularly as American foreign policy is mostly run by the intelligence agencies, by the CIA, and by kind of career diplomats and within the State Department in the U.S., they're not going anywhere. They're not leaving the Middle East. So nobody should be under any illusions that that's going to end anytime soon.